Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is day 6 of our novena in preparation for the Feast of Pentecost. Well, what happened at Pentecost? Through the power of the Holy Spirit and the prayer of Mary, Jesus was born in the souls of the disciples. And that's why they gathered around Mary in the upper room before Pentecost, because Jesus is always born according to the same pattern and plan of God. The Holy Spirit and Mary formed Jesus in her womb. The Holy Spirit and Mary form Jesus in the souls of the disciples at Pentecost. And likewise, the Holy Spirit and Mary will form Jesus in you. Therefore, in our preparation for Pentecost, we gather around Mary, and we try to become as close to her as possible so that the Holy Spirit may form Jesus within us. Because the more we turn to Mary, the more we are actually turning to the Holy Spirit, because Mary is the perfect human expression of the Spirit. She is the sacrament of the Spirit. Now recall from our last meditation that a sacrament is a sign that signifies and makes present the grace proper to it. Well, Mary signifies and makes the Holy Spirit present to us, so that the Spirit may form Jesus within us. I asked Father Gregor Bartasek, the greatest living scholar on the theology of St. Maximilian Kolbe, what he thought Kolbe would say of this idea that Mary is the sacrament of the Holy Spirit. Father Bartasek became visibly excited, leaned forward in his chair, and exclaimed, "That is exactly what Kolbe thought." Therefore, let us never waver in our belonging to Mary. For the more that we belong to her, the more the Holy Spirit will form Jesus in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now this is truly amazing. St. John Paul II said that when we look at Mary, we are in a sense seeing the face of the Holy Spirit. On Wednesday, December 9th, 1998, John Paul II said, "From the cross, the Savior wished to pour out upon humanity rivers of living water, that is, the abundance of the Holy Spirit. But he wanted this outpouring of grace to be linked to a mother's face, his mother's." And then a little bit later on, in this same talk, John Paul said, "Calvary reveals the close and enduring link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of Mary as mother. The link between the gift of the Holy Spirit and the motherhood of Mary emerges again at Pentecost, when she awaited with the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the bond with Mary grows deeper, so the action of the Spirit in the life of the Church grows more fruitful." That is a profound line. John Paul said, "As the bond with Mary grows deeper, so the action of the Spirit in the life of the Church grows more fruitful." That means the more we develop an intimate relationship with Mary, the more powerfully the Holy Spirit can act in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Paul tells us we should be led by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we need to develop a personal relationship with the Spirit. But how do we relate to the Spirit? It's hard to relate to fire or wind, living water or a dove. All good symbols of the Spirit, but difficult to relate to. This is why I think the Holy Spirit fashioned Mary to be the perfect expression of the Spirit, because it is easy to relate to a mother. And we relate directly with the Holy Spirit when we develop a personal relationship with Mary. And how do we do this? Simply by talking with her. St. Maximilian Kolbe explains this to one of his brothers in a letter when he writes that Mary herself will teach you the best way to do all things. Kolbe writes, "Frequent conversation, heart to heart with Mary, or at her feet, will be a very good school to learn how to win an increasing number of souls. Do not worry. Even if you feel like you have one foot in hell, as long as you never tire of turning to her with full confidence." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I love reading the collected works of St. Maximilian Kolbe, where they gathered all of his writings and all of his letters into just two volumes. And as you read through it, Kolbe had this unwavering confidence in Mary, such a profound relationship with her. And that's how we're led by the Holy Spirit, to live a personal relationship with Mary. To accept her as our spiritual mother by consecration is just the beginning of the relationship. But we must go on to live in this intimate, personal, moment-to-moment, day-after-day relationship, just like Jesus had with Mary in Nazareth. In fact, devotion to Mary means to live in imitation of Jesus' relationship with Mary as he grew up under her care. Imagine what that relationship was like as he grew up. His first words each morning would have been, "Mama." And where would you have found him throughout the day if not in her arms, clinging to her leg, like any toddler? And he didn't wake up at 3 a.m. anxious about his life. And he didn't wonder what he should eat or what he should do. He knew his mother had everything under control. As a little child, Jesus turned to Mary for all his needs, and he remained close to her. And he lived in her constant presence, and she took care of him. If we want to live in imitation of Jesus, then we should live in imitation of that deep relationship of Mary and Jesus. But we, on the other hand, too often live in pride and the radical self-reliance that results in anxiety, worry, and exhaustion. Instead, imitate Jesus, belong to Mary, surrender everything to her, and she will take care of you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I love the icon of Our Lady of Vladimir. It teaches us how to live in union with Mary. This icon is a specific style called the Mother of God tenderness, because Mary presses her cheek to that of Jesus. If you want to live your consecration to Mary, then live the message of this icon. Raise your little arms to Mary, ask her to pick you up, press your cheek to hers, and let her carry you. In this way, we learn to live in union with Mary and depend upon her as a little child depends on his mother, moment to moment. Look to Mary for inspiration, guidance, counsel, and protection. Carry on a constant conversation with her. since the Holy Spirit and Mary act as one, this is how we live in dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, were you as struck as I was by what John Paul II said in this Wednesday audience, where he said, from the cross, the Savior wished to pour out upon humanity rivers of living water, that is, the abundance of the Holy Spirit, but he wanted this outpouring of grace to be linked to a mother's face, his mother's.
Yeah, I think that's the simplest I've ever heard it stated. Obviously, we spend a lot of time on this specific topic because you have a unique devotion to Mary, especially with her relationship with the Holy Spirit. But we spend so much time with it that we can get all the complexities and the details and get so focused on that. But that is just the simplest, most beautiful, very innocent, hopeful perspective. Yeah. On why Mary?
Yeah, that's it. Why Mary? That is the question that burned within me since 1989.
Yeah.
And then in the fall of 1992, a friend of mine who is now a priest, Father James Sanchez, is a priest in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. We were in grad school together, and in the fall of 1992, he handed me a little book of writings, writings from St. Maximilian Kolbe called Aim Higher. Mm-hmm. And I read it, and I thought, this is madness. this is like another religion. This is crazy. And I threw it aside.
Wow.
And
now
then
you're the crazy one.
Yeah, now I'm the crazy one. But then this is how God's providence works.
Yeah.
This was Our Lady tracking me down. Because then the next spring, Dr. Mark Miravalli assigned me to write a research paper on the writings of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And Kolbe's burning question was, who are you, O Immaculata? Why does Mary have this special role in the world? And for Kolbe, it very simply was because the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. Which then led me to my doctoral studies, and my dissertation director made me slog through every century in the history of the church.
That's a lot of centuries.
Because he wanted to show me that in every century, the church knew this.
Yeah.
This wasn't started by Maximilian Kolbe or St. Louis de Montfort. Mm-hmm. It goes all the way back to the beginning. And the church has always known that when we look at the face of Mary, we see the face of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's always that important reminder that the church doesn't really change. It just kind of forgets and then remembers. And it's someone's job to bring that back. I can't remember what we were talking about a while back about. Maybe it was even this, something that did kind of, we think of it as something quite new in the church. But if you look back, it's all there. We just kind of take our eyes off the ball for a second, and it seems like it teleports. But you can track it if you really look for it the way that you did.
Yeah, in fact, tradition, big T tradition, is the living memory of the church.
Wow, yeah.
We tend to forget, but the tradition never forgets. That's the great gift that we have as Catholics, that we not only have scripture, but we also have tradition and the continuing teaching of Jesus. Jesus continues to teach us today through the church. Let me ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, no.
Are you developing a deeper relationship with Mary the way Kolbe describes this moment to moment, day after day?
I think I've been focusing on other relationships too much. I'm focused right now on St. Joseph.
Oh.
And I think I've been active with the Holy Spirit. I think I need to be better about Mary, but I also felt like this year I was kind of called to St. Joseph. I'm sorry. I don't think she'll mind if I'm growing close to her family.
Why? What's drawn you to St. Joseph this year?
A friend of mine sent me a really cool novena that takes like 20 minutes. It's really, really long. And I don't know. That novena has been wonderful. I also have a friend who's got a very unique devotion to St. Joseph, and she inspired me.
How has that affected you this year? Because you and I haven't discussed that yet.
You haven't asked.
I'm glad I asked.
Well, little ways. I mean, it's just, we've talked a bit about my vocation, but I think he's a really good representation of that. He's a good patron for family life in general, but from a perspective that most women don't usually take.
So have you been really entrusting your call to marriage and we'll call it a search for a husband to Joseph?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
I trust him more with it than me. And you definitely more than you.
And you know that Wednesday is the day particularly devoted to Joseph.
Oh,
did you know that?
Oh, yeah, that I did know. I thought you were talking about this Wednesday.
Well, maybe you ought to make some kind of a special act toward Joseph every Wednesday.
That would be wonderful. Maybe I'll do a holy hour.
I particularly like to go often to Nazareth.
That's easier for you.
Well, because I lead pilgrimage to the Holy Land, but no, every day.
Oh, I see.
Every day when we pray the rosary, John Paul says that the Holy Spirit mystically transports us to Mary's side in the home of Nazareth.
Mm.
But Joseph would have been there as well. So I often go in my prayer time and many times throughout the day to the home of the Holy Family, because there you would find Jesus, Mary, and Joseph gathered around probably their little table in their kitchen, and you could sit down and ask them things.
Mm. I think I do need to practice that more. I'm a very visual person, but I think most methods of meditation focus so much on, or at least what I read is all heavy theology or just thought itself, but really imagining and placing yourself there is really helpful.
You just said something very important, which the great master in prayer, John of the Cross, really emphasizes, that we're supposed to use not only our thinking, but part of our thinking, our imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But people think imagination means things that are imaginary.
Yeah.
Fantasy, not real.
Yeah.
But the purpose of the imagination is to connect you more fully to reality.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very powerful tool. There's a reason we have an imagination, and it's not for entertainment. Like, obviously, it can be very entertaining, but it's... there should be truth even in entertainment. There's a lot of power in the imagination that people don't really think about now because we're not really using our imaginations as much.
That's right. We should use our imagination to connect us to realities we can't see.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
We should use our imagination to connect us to realities we cannot see. And the reality is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are there to help us. All we have to do is go to them. Well, we are still accepting applications for...
they're so fun to read. I'm loving these applications.
We got some really great applications for Teresa. We are pondering them right now.
I don't know what I'm going to do with them. We'll figure that out. That's on St. Joseph.
We'll entrust all of that to Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.